We're ready to begin the practice test session of selection QA302, growing high at 200 words per minute. It will be longer than 5 minutes, so you may want to make a note of the clock that you have on your desktop. Let's begin.
My Lord, the Crown proffers this witness as an expert witness entitled to give opinion evidence with regard to the use and sale of drugs, in particular cannabis marijuana, and with regard to the cultivation of cannabis marijuana, including pricing, packaging, methods of trafficking, and addressing the issue of whether possession in a particular situation is consistent with possession for the purpose of trafficking or for personal use. Madam Clerk, I wonder if the constable might be provided with the photographs and the bag of bottles, the scale, and the jar. Now, Constable, having regard to the photographs that are currently marked as Exhibit B in these proceedings and with regard to the testimony of the previous witness, would you provide your comments as to the grow operation he described, its level of sophistication, and what costs might be associated with it, please?
As depicted in the photographs, it would appear to be the beginning of a fairly substantial crop should these plants be allowed to grow to full maturation. At the point that it is at now, there is a fair bit of cost involved regarding the lights and the items that are in the photograph. I would have to say that it would be in the neighborhood of $1,000 to $2,000 worth of hardware, not including any type of electrical or nutrients or anything like that.
That's strictly the capital equipment?
Yes. As far as the sophistication goes, I would have to put it in the medium range of sophistication. It is certainly not an automated watering system, which would be the high end, nor is it a bunch of seeds that have been tossed into some dirt somewhere and just allowed to grow naturally. So some care appears to have been given to the plants to allow them to grow.
Now, how would an operation of this sort operate? What would be the growing medium and time frame and procedure?
It's difficult to say from the photographs. However, the fact that the white pails were present would indicate that more than likely dirt would be the growing medium. It wouldn't be hydroponics in the true sense of the word, in that dirt is being used. It would appear that the germination stage, which the seedlings are at right now, appear to be in potting soil that is readily available commercially with a passive watering system. Once the plants leave this stage, they would then be transplanted.
What sort of costs might be associated in the entire operation from beginning to end?
The dirt will cost a certain amount of money, and plant nutrients are required as well. For these number of plants to grow, additional grow lights would be required and additional shields to go with those grow lights.
What about electrical costs?
Electrical costs would be expected to be more than the norm because in the early stages, approximately 18 to 20 hours of light is required for the plants. As the plants grow, generally the 3.5 to 4 month stage, the lighting is reduced to simulate fall and to fool the plants into their reproductive systems.
During your direct experience as an officer investigating cultivation operations, have you had occasion to check electrical consumption of houses where operations are in effect?
Yes, I have. For a small limited operation, I have found that 1 to 2 times, in some cases 3 times, would be the norm. A large-scale operation would be 7 times as high or in excess of that.
And how would you define small or large scale?
I would define a small operation as being 8 to 10 plants and a large one in excess of 300 plants.
Now, these 122 plants that the previous witness has described and that are pictured in the photographs, is it fair to describe these as being at the seedling stage?
Yes, they are at the very, very early stage of growth. I would estimate between 1.5 to 3 weeks.
How long would it take a person to take a plant from seed and grow it to a mature, harvestable stage using this sort of operation that we have here?
With an attentive gardener, one could expect a crop between 3 to 4 months from the seed stage to the harvest stage.
How large a plant would be harvested?
Depending on the particular species of it, one could expect a 4 to 5 foot plant that would be fully mature with a bud at the top and bushy foliage.
In this sort of operation, would it mean a person would use one plant per pot?
Ideally, one plant per pot, because once you start to crowd the plants, one of the two plants would suffer because one will begin to steal more nutrients than the other. So ideally, one pot, one plant, and that way you can control the nutrients to it.
How would a grower decide what of the 122 seedlings would proceed to the transplant stage to be grown to maturity?
An educated grower would wait approximately a month when he could see the plants. He would then eliminate the male plants and grow strictly the female plants. Once the female plants mature, they are the ones that produce the bud. And when they are at the reproductive stage of their growth, the bud begins to secrete resin to attract the seed from the male plant. If it is successful in that, the plant ceases to produce resin. Therefore, the removal of the male plant will cause a greater bloom with more resin until such point as the plant could actually fall over from the weight.
So ideally, male plants would be weeded out as soon as possible. But if male plants were left and not weeded out, would they still create an available saleable cannabis product?
It would still be a saleable product, but not nearly as desirable as the female bud plant.
If one was to grow the plants from seeds, in your opinion, what percentage could be expected to be male and female?
Taking this example of 112 plants, although there would be no way to tell an exact number, it would be reasonable to say that perhaps 50% of the plants would be male and the other half female.
Dealing with the 122 seedlings that we have here.
I thought it was 112. I have calculated on 112.
I'm sorry, that must be my mistake. Now, the mature plant, how much dry usable marijuana could a grower expect to get? What would be the nature of that marijuana and what would be done with the rest of the plant?
If a grower was to take the most choice portions of the plant, he could generally expect to get approximately 3 ounces of high quality product from each particular plant. If he is going to be using the primary, secondary, and possibly tertiary leaves, he could possibly glean approximately 6 ounces per plant.
So the 3 ounce figure would be for...
primarily bud and the high leaves of the plant, which generally have a higher THC level than the lower leaves.
That's dry product you are speaking of?
That would be dry, yes, and that is the form in which it is sold.
And what does THC stand for?
That's the active ingredient in marijuana, tetrahydrocannabinol.
What would be the value per ounce of that sort of marijuana?
For high-quality marijuana, you could expect in the neighborhood of $280 an ounce or higher, depending on the THC level. For lower quality, between $220 and $240 an ounce. Again, it would depend on how educated the buyer is, in that he may try to dicker the price down if it appears to be a lower-quality product. If he doesn't know what he is buying, he may in fact pay a higher price for an inferior product.
What if a person were to sell it at less than the quarter ounce level?
Again, the price would go up for high quality marijuana. $85 would be fair for a quarter ounce. $50 would be fair for a lower quality quarter ounce. A lot of people buy an eighth ounce, and that could cost $20 for crap and as much as $60 for great stuff.
What about if a person, rather than breaking it down, were going to sell this in pound quantities or some other sort of bulk quantity?
As the quantity goes up, the price typically goes down. A pound price could vary, but a median price would be perhaps between $2,400 to $3,200 per pound. Well, we went a long time on that, and I've got to tell you, it's right on the 200 word per minute mark. I'm hoping that went well for you. We'll be repeating this at 2:25.